It is 2:21. Tomorrow, an award-winning film called The Ritchie Boys will be shown at the AFI Silver Theater and Cultural Center in Silver Spring from 2 to 4 p.m. It tells a story and follows the post-war lives of a group of heroic young men, many of whom fled Nazi Germany and returned to serve in World War II on missions of intelligence, espionage, and psychological warfare. They trained at Camp Ritchie in Western Maryland. And the Jewish Historical Society of Greater Washington is screening the film tomorrow. And David McKenzie of the Society joins us live now. Hey, David, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Veronica.
Now, is this film about Germans who conducted missions for the other side, the Allies? Is it just Germans?
Not just Germans. Quite a few of them were Germans. Many weren't. Some were born in the United States. Many of them were Jewish. And you know, some had fled Nazi Germany pretty recently, or German-occupied countries. Richard Schifter, future Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights, was one of them. Fled Vienna just after the Nazis took over. Others, Harry Jacobs, born in Germany, moved to the U.S. in the 1920s, early in life, and later on returned to Europe as a U.S. soldier. Cy Steinberg, one of our panelists tomorrow, along with Jacobs. He also, he was U.S. born, and he wound up arresting and Alfred Jodl, who was the commander of German forces.
Right. So they came from various locations,
yep.
Various countries. Tell us what they did.
Well, did several things. They trained at Camp Ritchie up near Camp David. They studied Axis military organization, interrogation of prisoners. We've even seen some pictures of them practicing interrogation, some of them dressed as German soldiers. Also, even a mock German village was set up there. Many of them went onto the European front, and they served over there. Schifter, for example, is our annual meeting speaker on December 2nd. He interrogated an engineer from an armaments factory, got a map of the factory from him. Bombers went in to destroy it. And also Harry Jacobs actually wound up sneaking into Prague behind Soviet lines after the war was over to rescue some intelligence documents that they didn't want to get it into the hands of the Soviets.
So did they help end the war?
They did. They helped. They helped with psychological warfare. They helped to really find out. You know, many of them were culturally, linguistically German. So they knew the enemy. They knew how to talk to the enemy. And so they helped gather valuable intelligence to help end the war.
Now, the Ritchie Boys. Tell us why. You've told us a bit about why they were so important to the war effort, but this movie that's being screened tomorrow in Silver Spring, is this a documentary or is this something that we would compare to a Quentin Tarantino movie like Inglourious Bastards? Or
It's a documentary. Good comparison,
yeah.
Though. And it actually came out in 2004. It's been screened around the world, even at Camp Ritchie itself. And we thought it would be appropriate for the 70th anniversary of the founding of Camp Ritchie as a training center 70 years ago, 1942. So we especially felt that this would be appropriate to show for Veterans Day. So this is one of our two programs this fall about the Ritchie Boys.
Okay. Is it free to see?
It's $15. We have about 20 or 30 tickets left. So folks should reserve online at our website, jhsgw.org, Jewish Historical Society of Greater Washington.org. And yeah, we still have a few tickets left.
All right. And you can see that tomorrow between 2 and 4 at the AFI Theater in Silver Spring.
Yep, AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring.
All right. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
David McKenzie, Interpretive Programs Manager at the Jewish Historical Society of Greater Washington. It is 2:25.